of the Commonwealth Transportation Board, and as is our custom, we'll start with a public comment. Is there any member of the public who would like to address the board? Any member of the public like to address the board? Okay, if not, there are two separate sets of minutes for February 5 and February 13. We'll take them up as a single motion. Is there a motion?
So moved up.
I heard a motion. Is there a second?
Over here is a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Action item one is in the right-of-way division 1A in Accomack County. Any questions of Mr. Bennett?
Nope.
Is there a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Action item 1B in Bedford County. Any questions of Mr. Bennett?
I move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Action item two are the bids under tab two in your book. There are no replacement pages. Okay, so there are a total of four pages. Welcome, Mr. Silas.
Good afternoon. As you can see, I had four, and now I have six projects spring before you today. I added two at the last minute. First one on the agenda is B63, which is Rixieville Road in the town of Culpeper. We got 16 bids. One of the bright spots, I guess, that we're having right now in construction is we're getting a lot of competition, so we're getting some pretty good deals. And so I'd like to recommend award of that project.
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second project on the list is B87, and that is for an I-66 asphalt pavement overlay. And we had four bidders on an asphalt job, which is real good competition. We feel like we have a good deal on that, and would like to recommend award.
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All in favor?
Page two right now, B51, which will replace a bridge on Route 696 in Allegheny County. Competition again, eight bidders, so we feel like we got a really good deal on that, and we'd like to recommend award.
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Order number B54, replace a bridge on Route 701 in Henry County. Competition again, six bidders. Feel like we have a really good deal on that as well. I'd like to recommend award.
So, quickie, so rarely happens in my district that the bid amount is more than either of these over here. Now, what does the bottom figure mean, the bid amount being 2442, when the one in parentheses is 2262?
Well, that was the construction money that was set aside for the six-year plan.
Okay, so that's the good one. It's less than we have set aside for it. I move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and then we'll turn to the back on
page three.
Could
I just ask about the bridges? These seem, we're getting a bridge for under $3 million. Are these 20-foot? Is that that type of bridge that's less than 20 feet, or what length are these?
Description on that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're probably here, but not the bridge length, actually.
30 feet.
Oh, I'm sorry. They probably are.
30 feet wide.
Very good written description.
Okay, thanks.
Page three.
Page three is from the December 17th letting. B24, this is Sicklin Road. It's just outside of Leesburg. We had nine bidders on that. I feel like we've gotten a good deal on that as well. We'd like to recommend award.
I move it to approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
On page four.
Happy birthday.
And on page four, the last project today is TAMS project. We talked about these a little earlier in the presentation. This is for Interstate 495 in Fairfax. And we have four bidders on this. We'd like to recommend award.
Mr. Chairman, do we have a revisit clause in this type of agreement that we can make those reductions that we intend to make in the next budget?
Well, any of our contracts, we have that ability to do.
is the correct answer.
Yeah, I move its approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We have one additional item under new business, which is a correction to our resolution regarding the secondary street amendments. Our council has advised us that we did not properly put the resolution to the resolution so that the documents to the resolution, and I believe there was one technical change in the document itself. I know Mr. Walton is here if anyone has any questions, but this is really a pro forma ratification of an earlier action of the board.
No substantive change.
Chairman, no, I mean, the only substantive change was the effective date. Because it wasn't properly adopted, the effective date is now July 1, not January 1. So that's really the only change, because obviously now we can't make it effective January 1.
Move approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Okay. Let's, if we can, return to the work session agenda with the commissioner out and Senate Transportation meeting. There is a chance I may have to depart, and Butch, I'm going to ask you to chair the meeting if the commissioner's not back. In time for that, will you be here for the duration?
Yeah.
You will not.
I'll leave at 4.
All right. Well, I guess then Judy is the next most senior person. Let's start with the legislative. I'm sorry?
We can break.
Oh, break, right. I did promise break. Let's take a 5-minute break. Excuse me. And we'll come back to the legislative update and the V-Trans discussions. Okay.